Start 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A memorial for Charlie Kirk in Arizona tomorrow could draw a huge crowd. It begins at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The activist was shot and killed as he spoke at an event at Utah Valley University on September 10th. CBS's Elizabeth Campbell is there.
Many mourners arriving today in nearby Phoenix brave the heat to leave tributes at the Turning Point offices. A sea of flowers, candles, cards, and American flags overflowed the sidewalks by the office as hundreds gathered to grieve together. As for the official memorial service, organizers tell me they anticipate a crowd of over 85,000 to fill the stadium and the nearby Desert Diamond Arena, which will serve as an overflow area.
Breaking news out of New Hampshire, where a shooting at a country club has left multiple victims. It happened at Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua within the last hour. Police there say one suspect is in custody, a second is still at large. California is banning masks on ICE officers, with Governor Gavin Newsom signing several bills attempting to hit at the president's mass deportation agenda.
Saying enough. It's ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of?
Exceptions for the masks include undercover operations and SWAT teams. There will be seemingly less transparency at the EPA.
Scientists at the Environmental Protection Agency have been told to immediately pause nearly all efforts to publish research, according to reporting from the Washington Post. Members of the EPA's Office of Water were told during a town hall meeting this week to stop work on research papers unless it had already completed the final step of the publication process. For research still in progress, any studies would be subject to a new review process. The EPA said that the agency will continue to protect human health and the environment, but did not elaborate on the new review process. Tracy Wolf, CBS News.
The White House says a final agreement on a deal over TikTok will be signed in the coming days. CBS's Willie James Inman is there.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the White House is 100% confident a deal for TikTok is done and just needs to be signed. In an interview with Fox News, Levitt added six Americans will serve on a seven-member board and that the social media app's algorithm will be controlled by Americans. She also says the data of American users will be handled by tech giant Oracle.
Oracle is owned by Larry Ellison, whose son David is the chairman and CEO of Paramount, which is a Skydance corporation and is also the parent company of CBS. Sonny Curtis has died at 88. He was the writer-crooner of that theme song to the Mary Tyler Moore Show. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
What's next for the Miz? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers play the Cardinals again tonight in St. Louis. Last night, Milwaukee losing 7-1. Starter Jacob Mizorowski pulled from the game after just 3 2/3 innings pitched, after walking three batters and losing command of his pitches. Manager Pat Murphy is not sure where to use the Miz at this point, as a starter or in the bullpen once the playoffs begin.
Yeah, I think it's obvious that right now he's not on track as a starter, but it doesn't mean he won't be. Just he certainly will be in the future.
NFL, the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland tomorrow at noon. Running back Josh Jacobs on facing another defense designed to stop the running game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect, so we got to learn how to make adjustments from that.
College football, it's the Badgers in Maryland and Madison. I'll have a recap coming up later tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, patchy fog and isolated showers with lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, couple of storms popping up, highs in the low 70s. Drier weather expected for the upcoming work week. It's 60 right now.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. If you love Just a Bit Outside, the film about the Brewers, you're going to love the new film about Wisconsin sports from Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry. They're here next time with their exclusive announcement. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome in, everybody, to hour number two of the big broadcast here on a Friday, TGIF. It is the 18th of September, a Friday, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite from the world headquarters, downtown Madison, intersection of State and Fairchild. Sommers, let's take a look at the old Sam Davison street cam. As my mother is fond of saying, into everyone's life, a little rain must fall.
So sure, looking overcast out there.
We have a little sprinkle here. The pavement is wet, is moist. Downtown Madison there. Some cars going by. The night market was last night. I heard it was a success. I wasn't able to attend this last night. One more left in October. We'll let you know when that is. And you can come down on Thursday and say hello to us. But people in town here, some Terps, some Terrapins indeed, from Maryland are in town because the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Maryland Terrapins tomorrow. In football, at Camp Randall, really important early season game. Badgers kick off the Big Ten, but boy, they got walloped by Alabama last weekend down in Alabama. And so this is going to be an important game for Bucky. Early one, too. At 11 o'clock kickoff, you can hear the pregame show starting at 9 o'clock en la mañana. That is in the morning. For all you non-Spanish speakers out there, you can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, WLAK in Amory, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WRPN in Ripon. Also, via the Civic Media app on any of those stations as well. You can stream those Badger. I listened to a Badger game last year out in Denver. So you can do it. Check it out. Wisconsin Badgers pregame at 9, kickoff just after 11 o'clock at the camp. As they say, Camp Randall. I'm predicting this is one of the four wins that I took this year was Maryland. So I'm saying Bucky will win tomorrow.
Here's hoping.
Yes, here's hoping. Many thanks to Bill McCoshin for being here today in studio, the president and founder of the Janesville Jets. Great organization. Many thanks to Trigby for calling in today as well. And just a great example, Zommers, of there's good in all of our communities if we take time to look at it, look for it, and then lift it up.
I also really appreciated the little touch you guys did have on politics. Mm. Before we talked about hockey, he said that, you know, we really should listen to each other. And if you just take the time to truly listen, you might find that your assumptions about what other people believe are wrong.
100%. No, I appreciate you bringing that back up as well, because it's just good for all of us, myself included, to follow that advice. And all of us could do a little more listening, a little more talking. Although I get paid to talk for a couple of hours.
Or a little less talking.
Oh, what did I say?
You said more of both. Oh, no.
What's wrong with me today?
Today and yesterday. Yeah.
And yesterday as well. Is this bad? I don't know. I'm not medicated. Maybe that's a problem. Maybe I'm not medicated. I think I'm just, as my grandma Allball would have said, I'm a little done in. I just feel a little done in. It's been a heavy 10 days.
It sure has.
I am ready for the weekend. Let me tell you, I am absolutely ready for the weekend. Although I got my rain gear, so we'll see where. And by the way, Zomer's doing yeoman's work looking up at the American Players Theater website.
A Midsummer Night's Dream. Thank
you. I was going to my phone to look. He said, I texted it to you. And I looked and he had. And then, you know, the 20 minutes since, I couldn't say it. A Midsummer Night's Dream. I've seen the show. It's a great play. William Shakespeare. So cannot wait.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say William Shatner. I don't know why.
The way the last couple of days have gone, that would have been appropriate. Wouldn't that be great, seeing William Shatner do A Midsummer Night's Dream?
It would be very entertaining, but I think even more entertaining would be watching the Shakespeare fans in the audience just cringing and shriveling up because of his delivery.
Very, very dramatic.
Yeah, but they'd be like, you've messed up the meter.
All right, a little business to do for you. We're right in the middle of our Text to Win contest today, our free ticket Friday, our last one of the season. All baseball season long, every Friday, we've been giving you a chance on our show and all the rest of the network talk shows across the Civic Media Radio Network to win 4 tickets, club-level tickets, to the Milwaukee Brewers baseball game. Today is no exception, except that it is the last day of the contest for the season. And ironically, our word for our show is last, L-A-S-T. So download the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Either way, open it up. First 10 stations are the ones that we're on. Choose the one closest to you, or just hit AUK at the top or MDX. And then you'll see a little icon that says text at the lower right-hand corner. Click on that. Now you're all set. And text the word last, L-A-S-T, L-A-S-T. No catch. You don't have to purchase anything. Just text the word last. And at the 4 o'clock hour, the computer will randomly take one of the correct entries, and that individual will be on their way to Milwaukee next Friday, September 26th at 7:10 in the evening to see the Brewers take on the Cincinnati Reds. I agree with Bill McCashin. I think the Brewers get to 100 wins. Might be that night. We'll see. But almost certainly, hopefully, we'll see. We'll have clinched the NL Central, but it could happen. It could happen on Friday night. We'll see how this road trip goes. But, text the word last, L-A-S-T, right now to the Civic Media app. Club level, they're great seats, their own concourse, their own bathrooms for that area, own concession stand. It's very chill and enjoyable. So text the word last, L-A-S-T. Don't forget, you can hear the crew as they get back underway tonight on the road down in St. Louis. Once again, playing the Cardinals. Broadcast starts at 6:40 tonight. First pitch just after 7 o'clock from Busch Stadium, or whatever they call it down there in St. Louis. It should be called the Stadium That Crushes Dreams. That's what it should be called. Brewers at St. Louis tonight. Magic number to win the Central is down to 4 games. And reminder, be with us on Monday. We have our old friend Sean Hanisch, co-producer of Just, a bit outside the story of the Brewers, along with his production partner on the film. You say the whole name.
Paul Jaconi Barry.
Thank you. Zomer says it better than I do. Paul Jaconi Barrett will be here as well. And they have a brand new film. I basically have agreed to a non-disclosure form. I know what it is. Sean showed me the trailer last night. And it's very exciting. And they're announcing a new Wisconsin-based sports film coming up on Monday. And they're stopping by our show first to tell you all about it on Monday. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be another great Wisconsin sports film coming to a theater near you in October. So be here for that as well. All right, right now, at coming up at 15 past the hour of 3 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that,
this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can
get with this. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 10 News Talk Sports stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Timely, timely indeed. The aforementioned Mike Lucas likes to say, we got Milwaukee Brewers playing down at St. Louis. A lot of people are going to be listening on the Brewer Radio Network. You can catch it like the game tonight in Richland Center, in Oshkosh, and in Hayward. And tune them in on the Brewers Radio Network. It has to be over the air in those cities tonight. And all weekend long, you got the Badger game on several of our stations tomorrow. And then on Sunday, you can listen to the Packers versus the Browns at noon on several of our stations. Now, what goes better with all those sporting events than a little grilling? Got to get the grill going. So, today's category, what's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill? Gas grill or charcoal grill? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill?
It's a very interesting picture on the on the graphic this time.
It is.
Because the gas grill, the lighting is just all off, and it makes the meat on it look terrible. And the charcoal grill is in a store completely unused.
Right.
So I think it says maybe the person who put this together is trying to say that people who talk big about charcoal grill don't actually use their grills. I think I'm reading into it too
much. I think you're way too much into it. I don't know. But yeah, for those watching the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, X. The gas grill looks like a steak or burger, and then some grilled vegetables. Which, that is one of my favorite ways to have vegetables, by the way, is to grill them.
Very good.
Yeah, really, really good. Yeah, then the charcoal grill is brand new on the floor of your favorite box store, I guess. I don't know. What's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our very own, but shout out to the engineers, by the way, that keep us on the air. Never get enough credit for that. We appreciate them. One of our great Caspers. We have several Caspers on the. One of our great engineers, Casper, says, "Taste the meat and not the heat."
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to say I trust his opinion on this to bring this back to a PG rating. I trust his opinion on this because he smokes meat and it is very good. I've had some. He's very good at it.
I never heard that before. Taste the meat and not the heat.
So I take it he's saying that charcoal is worse because it adds a different flavor to it. That's my guess. Tell me if you're
wrong. You could use like a hickory wood, and like so you have right. on one side of the grilling device, you're kind of burning or smoking hickory, either wood chips or whatever, and then you want that apple wood right. hickory to be part of the taste of the meat. So yeah. We could get some clarification from Casper here.
Right. And he says it's a Hank Hill reference, which is what I thought.
Oh, really?
So that,
and we've
it
talked
is,
about King, yeah. King of the Hill in this program before.
You brought charcoal into our house.
I didn't know what it was. Luann asked me to hold it for her. I thought it was drugs.
There's soot under my boy's nails. You don't get that from a clean-burning fuel.
Well done, Summers. Had it at the ready. Cam in Appleton says, knocking over my gas grill in a storm doesn't leave a mess to clean up. Might have to go with gas, though I prefer using a fork and the kitchen power outlet to get that Quick Trip meat flavor.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. All right, what's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill? We'll take more of your calls at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill? And you could also text the word last. Simply that, just L-A-S-T, last. The computer will randomly choose one of you people that put in last in the computer text line, and you're going to AmFam Field for a Brewers game next weekend. Come on back. More on our What's Worse. Zombers and I will tell you ours after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanopi, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Network 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock in a TGIF edition, Friday, September 19th, 2025. Zommers, Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board, dialing up a little King of the Hill theme music.
Indeed.
Nicely done there, Zommers. The what's worse category today, gas grill or charcoal grill? Gas grill or charcoal grill? And as we learned, who was it? Was it Crack that was on talking about King of the Hill?
Yeah, Brian Van Hooker, I think.
Thank you. Yeah, it was Van Hooker. Brian Van Hooker was on talking about some King of the Hill stuff, and Hank was all in on propane.
He sells propane and propane accessories.
Yeah, so he was all in and was, you know, just abhorred by the fact that someone would put charcoal out there on a gas grill. What's worse? Gas grill or charcoal grill? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. On the text line, Matt, one of our great UPS drivers in Richland Center, says, while Hank Hill of Strickland Propane says, taste the meat, not the heat, his own son, Bobby, says propane lacks the rich, smoky flavor of charcoal. Gas is worse.
It is a point of contention.
It is a point of contention. Let's go to the phone lines. Jim in Brookfield, listening on our great station, WAUK in Milwaukee. Jim, gas grill or charcoal grill, what's worse?
I would, after many, many years of charcoal grilling, we finally got a gas grill this summer on sale up at Ace Hardware in beautiful Brookfield.
Oh.
I would have to say that the charcoal grill is much more convenient, and it's just easier to start up, get out there, get that grill up to the appropriate temperature with the dials. You can adjust it. Yes, it does not have that charcoal taste to it, but you think about it, Todd, it's probably more healthy for you than to have that carcinogenic of the charcoal.
Right,
yeah. So I'm saying that the gas grill is better and the charcoal is worse. And this is from somebody who for decades used the charcoal grill. The legs finally fell off my big Weber kettle, so I went to gas.
Yeah, I think to your point, Jim, this is a great point, all of them. They do have that, I don't know, there's a word for it. It's like not like charcoal from a mine, but it's like wood that's been clean wood that's been made into charcoal. I don't know what the term is. So that's supposed to be healthier. But you make a great point, Jim. When you drive by a fire going on, you wouldn't want to put your food over those chemicals. And yet we put it over it during the grilling season. So yeah. I get the flavor point, but for everything else you said, Jim, I appreciate that. Jim, have a great weekend down there in Brookfield, all right? Thank you very much for listening, and have a great weekend. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Fred, out in beautiful Cottage Grove, was just there a couple of weeks ago. Fred, gas grill or charcoal grill, what's worse?
Charcoal grill is worse.
Well, any particular reason?
Did you ever tailgate?
Yes.
Charcoal?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. And then sit around forever letting it cool down and everything. But right. you can dump it in that thing. But a gas grill, you start it up. Right away, you got your heat, you're cooking.
Right.
And you turn it off. By the time you finish your beer, it's cool. You can put it back in the vehicle. And right. Away you go.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Fred. Have a great weekend.
Very practical.
Yes. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to beautiful Spring Green, where I'm going tonight to American Players Theater. Mike listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Mike, first of all, weather forecast. How's the weather out in Spring Green right now?
Right now it is warmish and kind of humid. I'm driving out in the country. It's gorgeous out. I think it's
all right.
Beautiful.
I hope the weather holds. We're going to APT tonight. Gas grill or charcoal grill, Mike? What's worse?
Well, I think gas are more convenient, and so, but I don't know if that makes them better because I've been, you know, like on a Sunday afternoon driving around town when everybody's got their charcoal grills going, and without.
Uh oh, Mike, are you caught? Go ahead, Mike.
It makes your mouth water just smelling the charcoal smell of all these grills getting started up, you know, and it's a little more work.
Yeah.
And I can't put it on my deck because there's, you know, danger, I guess, of sparks flying and stuff. But out on my driveway, I can't burn anything or hurt myself. So I think charcoal's better.
All right. I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks. Have a great weekend, Spring Green. Take care of yourself. Off the text line quickly, Gordy Kopke, one of our great sponsors of Civic Media, Kopke's Greenhouse down there in the town of Dunn. Outside of Oregon, get down there, get your fall mums like I did. They're great, great products. Gordy says, at my advanced age, come on, he's not that old, I no longer can wait for the coals to get hot. It's gas for me. All right, we know where Gordy stands. Thanks, Gordy. Appreciate your sponsorship there at Kopke's Greenhouse. Our old friend John, former mayor of Sun Prairie, by the way, listening on WMDX, says gas is so fast, so I use both. Oh, all right. Well, very good. He also says he uses one of those chimneys. Now, my buddy Kurt uses. Now, Kurt, I've got video. He uses a chimney and a freaking flamethrower.
Really?
Wow. He has a flamethrower hooked up to a thing of propane, and that's the way he lights his charcoal. I'm not kidding. I'll show
you. I bet it's fun.
It's very entertaining. But he doesn't mess around, Kurt Kohler. Quickly, 855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, gas grill or charcoal? What's worse?
Well, first thing I've got to say is I hope your friend doesn't, who uses the flamethrower doesn't let his insurance company know that.
That's a great point.
He'd get in a lot of trouble with the scouts.
But I'll take a charcoal grill any day. I missed being able to call in yesterday about chicken or steak.
Oh, yeah.
And steak's the way to go for me, and charcoal grill, nothing like it.
All right, great, Ollie. Thanks. Enjoy maybe some grilling this weekend. Have a great time up in the North Woods. Always appreciate you, Ollie. Thank you so very much. We'll read a couple more. Zomers, I will tell you what our What's Worse is after we have a little farm news update from Midwest Farm Report and Pam Yonke. And talking about the life and career of Brett James. You know some of his songs, but might not know him. He passed away in a plane crash overnight. And some other news of the day. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
CBS News Brief. A shooting at a country club in New Hampshire has left multiple gunshot victims. Police say the shootings happened at Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua. They initially said two suspects fled, but they now believe there was only one and that they are detained. A memorial service for conservative activist Charlie Kirk in Arizona is tomorrow. It's set to feature President Trump, Kirk's widow, and more than half a dozen top Trump administration officials addressing what could be a huge crowd at State Farm Stadium. Jose Santiago is a spokesperson for the city of Glendale.
This is something at the level of the Super Bowl. The only difference here is when you have something like the Super Bowl, we had upwards of 2 years to plan an event like that. This we had a week to work with.
President Trump was asked tonight whether anyone in his administration pressured ABC and Disney to suspend Jimmy Kimmel from his late night show following comments he made about Kirk.
No, not at all. I think Jimmy Kimmel's terrible. You know what suspended him? His talent.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
What's next for the Miz? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers play the Cardinals again tonight in St. Louis. Last night, Milwaukee losing 7-1. Starter Jacob Mizorowski pulled from the game after just 3 2/3 innings pitched after walking three batters and losing command of his pitches. Manager Pat Murphy is not sure where to use the Miz at this point as a starter or in the bullpen once the playoffs begin.
Yeah, I think it's obvious that right now he's not on track as a starter, but it doesn't mean he won't be. Just he certainly will be in the future.
NFL, the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland tomorrow at noon. Running back Josh Jacobs on facing another defense designed to stop the running game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect, so we got to learn how to make adjustments from there.
College football, it's the Badgers in Maryland and Madison. I'll have a recap coming up later tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're like me, you never need to hear the word y'all ever again. It was a fun novelty as we indulged Southern culture in a show of unity. Those of you who do use or like the word will be happy to know there's a new holiday film called Deck the Y'alls. Sigh. Talk about shoehorning a word into a title. At least there's a good cast and an award-winning one at that. Variety reports that the film stars Jessica Chastain, Octavia Spencer, and Wanda Sykes. Chastain plays a New York City baker who falls for a Southern gent, now it all makes sense, and heads south to spend Christmas with his family, and it's going great until she meets the overprotective mom played by Spencer, who also happens to be a celebrity chef. Chastain and Spencer were both nominated for Oscars in the Best Supporting Actress category in 2012, with Spencer winning for her role in The Help. Chastain would later win an Oscar of her own in the same category for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Filming begins next year, y'all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, patchy fog and isolated showers with lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, couple of storms popping up, highs in the low 70s. Drier weather expected for the upcoming work week. It's 60 right now.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to one of the newest candidates for governor, State Senator Kelda Royes, about what propelled her into the race to lead Wisconsin in 2026 and beyond.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Out last night. Hitting on everybody and the mother. There were two karaoke girls drunk on a dare. Singing, I got you, babe, by Sonny and Cher. Your life was good everywhere. We went out last night.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Friday, September 19th, 2025. Zomers on the board. A little Kenny Chesney for you. Love that song. We went out last night. Some people probably going to go out tonight before the Badger game. Or maybe before the Brew Crew down there in St. Louis. Or maybe before the Packers. We're going to tell you the story behind the song here in just a little while. Remembering Brett James, who helped co-write that song with Kenny Chesney, who passed away tragically yesterday at the age of 57 in a plane crash. We're going to talk about that. But first, want to clean up and finish up what's worse for you. Lots of, if you go out tonight or tomorrow, might do some grilling as well. Category today, what's worse, grill, gas grill or charcoal grill? Gas grill or charcoal grill, 855-752-4842. One phone call left to get to. Ted in Appleton, listening up there on WISS in Oshkosh. Ted, gas grill or charcoal grill, what's worse?
Neither one.
Really? Neither one is worse.
They each have their good points, you know, like a lot of callers said, gas is fast and easy.
Right.
Easy to get rid of. But charcoal tastes better.
Yeah. I think
you know, just the smoke. And,
right.
You know, so they both, you know, I'm on my way to get some cow tongue. So I'm going to do that this weekend.
I'm glad you clarified that. It's a little early in the afternoon to be going for a little tongue, Ted, up there at Appleton. But as long cow tongue.
Never.
All right, gonna put that. Do you saute the tongue before you grill it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Overnight?
At least a couple hours.
All right.
Yeah. But.
All right.
Longer the better.
Thanks, Ted. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend up there in Appleton. Ted's going out tonight. I'll tell you that much right now. What's worse, charcoal grill or gas grill? Let's finish up a couple of these texters here. Matt Middleton says, I'll say charcoal is worse, but only because of the cleanup and smell, but love the effect on the food taste-wise. Gas is better. I think I'm cutting down on the red meat, and it does a good job. All right, thanks, Matt. Appreciate that. Also, Brett in Brown Deer on AUK in Milwaukee says, gas grills are worse. Charcoal tastes better to me. And I thought you were going to say William Shatner, too. He's a listener to the show. All right. I think we got most of the people there. Zomers, gas grill or charcoal grill, what's worse?
I think I'm going to have to say charcoal is worse just because gas is so easy. And I don't know. I think I will experiment with different seasonings on burgers and things like that to make them taste different. Yep. Charcoal is great every once in a while. You know, we have a charcoal grill up north at the family cabin.
Yeah.
But for ease of use around the house, I like being able to just be like, you know what? We got some corn. We got some beef. Let's grow out and then just start doing it.
Yeah. For your, those reasons and ones other call, I'm not 100% anti-charcoal. It has a place.
Me either. Yeah.
But I think if I had to choose, which I clearly do, I would say charcoal's worse for the reasons the cleanup and the it's a process, right? It's not, like you say, it's a lot easier to just turn on the old propane. And I'll be on the side of Hank Hill today. How about that? All right. More fun and games on Monday with What's Worse. Also, don't forget, we're smack dab in the last half hour of our final text to win Brewer contest giveaway trivia extravaganza. No, it's called Free Ticket Friday. Our Brewer Ticket Free Ticket Friday. Your chance to win 4 tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game on Friday, September 26th against the Reds at 7:10 in the evening. Go to the Civic Media app, open it up. The first 10 stations we're on. Open one of them. It'll say text in the lower right-hand corner and text the word LAST, L-A-S-T. LAST is the word this hour, L-A-S-T, LAST. Text it right now at the 4 o'clock hour. The computer will randomly draw from the correct entries, and somebody will be on their way to the Brew Crew contest. All right, quickly, one more entry. What's worse, Whistler out in Richland Center on RCE. Whistler, you got to make it fast, my friend. What's worse, charcoal or gas?
Well, I'll tell you what, Todd. I got a brand new gas stove inside. It's got a grill on it.
Ooh.
But I prefer the charcoal.
All right. That's fair enough. I'll give you that. I'll enjoy. What are you grilling this weekend, Whistler? I might be up.
Well, no, you're going to Spring Green to watch the play.
I know. I'm going.
That's a great play.
It is.
You'll enjoy that.
All right. Thanks.
You ever been there before?
Oh, yeah. I love APT. Yeah. Absolutely. American cool. Players Theater. It is a great, great.
I helped start them out in Spring Green.
Did you really?
At the Robert E. Gard Theater.
Yeah. Wow. I did not know that. See? We learn more and more about our great callers. Well, thank you. I mean, it's a great legacy for Southwest Wisconsin and Spring Green for sure.
Yeah. What I really like is, okay, you said they're doing, they have a death actor for this performance.
Correct.
And one of my best friends, he works, well, he just retired from ASCS, federal government. He's deaf.
Oh, really? Okay.
And he spends a lot of time here to do hunting and fishing and things like that. But, yeah, enjoy it.
Thank you. Will Whistler, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Yeah, as Whistler said, we talked about earlier, there is a deaf actor at the APT company, American Players Theater, this summer. We've seen him before. And so my sister, who teaches American Sign Language in Eau Claire High Schools, is going to be here. And so they have the deaf actor doing American Sign Language and the body language and the emotion. And then he also has a companion speaking actor who gives the lines in, you know, speaking vocally. But the lines are also there for Americans. So you have people there that only speak American Sign Language because they're deaf. And so it's great for them. But it adds another layer. You know, I went in with a stigma, of course, thinking, is this going to be distracting or weird? Or no, actually, it's really cool. Because I don't want to go too far down this road, but I think of all the languages out there, American Sign Language may be the most emotional because you have to use your body and your hands and your face to speak.
It is an extremely expression-based language because a lot of the phrases are not necessarily literal translations of a normal English sentence.
Correct. And so you get that emotion with the American Sign Language part, but then for those of us that, although I've tried to learn, my sister's tried to teach me, I just can't, I don't practice it enough, so I don't retain it. There's also the speaking actor as well. And so you hear that as well. So anyway, if you've never been to it, a few more, they're closing down here for the season, probably in October. So check it out. American Players Theater, one of the crown jewels of Wisconsin in Southwest Wisconsin. 43 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Again, the text to win word for those free Brewer tickets. Text the word LAST, L-A-S-T, right now to the Civic Media app. We're going to draw, the computer will draw a correct text at the top of the hour, and somebody's going to a Brewers game next Friday night. Talked about it a little bit before. But Brett James, and this comes to us from News Channel 5 in Nashville. I went because this Brett James lives down there, and they actually have the most accurate reporting. Brett James, I don't want to go into it, but he and his wife, as many people do, happened to get divorced 4 or 5 years ago, and he remarried like 3 years ago. And so a lot of the national news channels, they must have just been going to Wikipedia. And so they were reporting that he was married to his now ex-wife, as it turns out. So this is the most accurate story I've found thus far. Headline, Brett James, Nashville Hall of Famer, killed in a plane crash with his wife and stepdaughter. Authorities say Brett James's wife, Melody Carroll, and her daughter, Merrill Maxwell Wilson, were the other passengers in the plane. No one on board survived. The music community is mourning the loss of Brett James, a celebrated songwriter and Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee, who died in a small engine airplane crash. He was only 57 years old. The Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame announced James's death, confirming he was killed in the aircraft accident. Details about the crash remain limited as authorities continue their investigation. James was renowned, as our friend Phil Nee said at the top of the show, for penning some of country music's biggest hits, including Carrie Underwood's Jesus Take the Wheel and Kenny Chesney's When the Sun Goes Down. His songwriting prowess earned him recognition as one of Nashville's most talented songwriters. Regular listeners of this show know I'm a huge Kenny Chesney fan, and when I'm not listening to Civic Media, I'm also listening to SiriusXM Radio, and Kenny Chesney has a channel on SiriusXM called No Shoes Radio. And I listen, and it's one of the reasons I love No Shoes Radio on SiriusXM, because it's not just the music. Obviously, they play a lot of Kenny Chesney, but they play rock. They play lots of other genres, not just country music all the time. And they have this thing where they'll go and they have segments where it's just Kenny talking with his friends and other people, and they give you like these stories. And one of the people that's on there a lot is Brett James talking to Kenny and other people in Kenny's orbit. And I couldn't find the one that plays on No Shoes Radio, but I found this. It's on YouTube, and it was a songwriters event a few years back, not too long ago, I don't think, where they had songwriters on a stage. I think it was in Nashville, 4 or 5 people, and they told you the story behind the song. So, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do we have time? I don't know.
Not really.
All right.
I mean, we have like a minute and a half of it.
I went too long. No, let's because I want people to hear this in its entirety. And so we gotta do a little business, but when we come back, I want you to hear this in its entirety, because I think it cuts beyond the genres of music. Yes, it's one of the reasons I like country music, but it's one of the things that I just like about music. And anybody who's a regular listener to the show knows I love things that are well-written. Well-written. It doesn't matter whether it's a movie script or a TV show script or a book or a column or a song. Writing to me is such a gift. I enjoy doing it and trying to practice it. Once in a while, I come up with something. I'm like, it's not too bad. But oftentimes, I get frustrated that I don't write well enough creatively. And I guess when you hear the stories that go into songs, it just makes it so much more impactful, at least to me. So we're going to come back and let Brett James say in his own words how he came to write this song we went out last night. And it's just, I really hope you really enjoy it. James's death, according to this story at newschannel5.com in Nashville, represents a significant loss for the songwriting community, where he was respected for his ability to craft memorable melodies and meaningful lyrics that touched millions of listeners. The Nashville Songwriters Association International has issued a statement that said, "We mourn the tragic loss of a music road giant. Brett James has been a consistent powerhouse songwriter, publisher, and producer for over 30 years. Brett James was 57. Come on back. Hear him in his own words. Remember the legacy, his talent that will live on forever. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scan items. as Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read a deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC and CBS News. Check out weather. Great sports reporter Mike Clemens with a sports report. Another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show followed by Pete Schwabba. Want to end the show again. And by the way, Peter Rapine, who was scheduled for the show, has been bumped for Matt Damon. We apologize for that.
And Matt Damon, in turn, has been bumped for remembering Brett James.
No, that's not the case. It was an old Jimmy Kimmel joke. Scheduling conflicts. So Rapine will be here on another day. But this is important. I want to talk about this anyway. And we'll have some cuts from Letterman next week as well, talking about Jimmy Kimmel. Brett James passed away tragically in a small plane crash. He was the pilot. His wife and stepdaughter were also on that plane and perished alongside of him. And wrote so many great songs with Kenny Chesney. And he's been on Chesney's SiriusXM channel, No Shoes Radio, talking before about this, the story behind the song. And so this is him in a songwriter's convention, basically talking about how he came to write the song of We Went Out Last Night. Here is Brett James in his own words.
Well, we like to say every song has a story in Nashville, and this particular song started in my kitchen a bunch of years ago. It was Christmas Eve, and I was standing in my kitchen about 4:30 in the afternoon. my cell phone rang. And the only reason I picked up is because it said blocked. And in our business, if it says blocked, you have to pick it up because it's probably somebody, you know, famous.
Or the IRS.
Or the IRS. Which is, mine just says double blocked. Yeah. So 4:30 in the afternoon, Christmas Eve, I pick up my cell phone and a buddy of mine on the other line, he talks a little like this. He says, Hey, man, what are you doing day after tomorrow? Now, once again, it was 4:30 in the afternoon on Christmas Eve, and I had four children under the age of 12 at the time. So, of course, I said, well, nothing, man. What you got in mind, you know? What he had in mind was more fun than what I had planned. He said, why don't we go down to the islands and write some songs? Good news about those four children is they know what pays for Santa at our house. So 48 hours later, I found myself stepping off a jet in the islands. And though, for those of you who are not from Nashville, you should know this about Nashville. We have gray winters. And December, it starts getting dark at like 4:20. And you never see the sun. And so it was nice to step off a jet in the islands. And I don't know about you guys, but anybody in the middle of winter, when you step off a jet in the islands and you smell that salt air and feel that warm breeze, anybody want to go just a little bit crazy? Anyone? Mm-hmm. Well, this particular buddy and I are sort of known for that, and this night was no different. So I'll fast forward to the next morning, which I guess was December 26th, and I woke up way before he did, and I went outside and got some coffee and sat on his back deck, and I was looking at one of the prettiest views I'd ever seen in my life, and it must have waited 2 or 3 hours, and finally the sliding glass door to his bedroom opened, and Kenny Chesney Creek, you know, kind of pokes his head out, and he says, Brett, we went out last night. And I said, yeah, we did. And being the semi-professional songwriter that I am, I said, maybe that's the song we ought to write today. And I started strumming this little groove, and I went, ba, 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 da, da, da. And Kenny went, ba, 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 da, da, da. And we started talking and laughing about the night before. A couple hours later, we had this song. Y'all sing it with me if you know it. We went out last night, like we swore that we wouldn't do. We drank too much beer last night, a lot more than we wanted to. There were girls from Argentina and Arkansas, Maine, Alabama, and Panama, all mixed together and having a ball. Things started leading to another. Out last night, hitting on everybody and their mother. There were two karaoke girls drunk on a dare, singing I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher. Man, life was good everywhere. We went out last night. Ba, 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 da, da, da.
Brett James, in his own words, you can let play a little bit in the background, Zomer. That's how songs are written, guys. Just living life. Like Kenny Chesney coming out. We went out last night. This song, Out Last Night, was a number one hit for Kenny Chesney. And Brett James, one of the most talented songwriters in Nashville, dead at the age of 57 after his plane crashed. He was piloting along with his wife and stepdaughter. Our thoughts and prayers go to them. Live life, guys. Live life this weekend. Grab it and squeeze every drop you can out of it, because we don't know how long it's going to last. Be present with your friends and your family. Be thankful and have gratitude for all the things we have. I know I am. Great show today. Bill McCashin, thank you very much for being here. Phil Nee, thanks for being here. And Trigvi Olsen, Zomer's always doing a great job on the board as well. We'll be back. Big show on Monday. Big news of a new movie from the makers of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. We'll have that announcement and what's worse. We're going to leave you with another Brett James, Kenny Chesney song. It meant a lot to me in my personal life when I really needed this the most. The song, another number one, called Knowing You by Brett James and Kenny Chesney. Keep on fighting for whatever you believe in.
You probably got your toes in the sand at a bar on a beach
and the sun somewhere. Knowing you, you got something cold in your hand. Chatting up a stranger without a care. Knowing you, you're still wild and free. And knowing you, you're probably way over me. But God, we were so alive. I was a kid on a carnival ride, holding my breath till the moment when you were gonna leave me too soon.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Police in New Hampshire say multiple people have been shot. It happened at the Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua. They now say there was only one shooter and that the person is in custody. The country club is located about 5 minutes from the Massachusetts border. The Nashua Police Department posts on X, the scene is still an active investigation, but there is no further danger to the public. The president and vice president are among those expected at a memorial service for conservative activist Charlie Kirk in Arizona tomorrow. It begins at 2 p.m. Eastern. As CBS's Elizabeth Campbell reports, it will take place in State Farm Stadium in Glendale, near Phoenix.
The event is first come, first serve, and attendees were told to expect TSA-level screening. This is part of the event's designation as a Special Event Assessment Rating 1, which allows for extensive federal, state, and local law enforcement to work together to secure the event.
Still pushback on ABC's